This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Gattardi join me live in studio. They are with the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia and join us once a month to keep us updated about all the good stuff going on there and the often very free and enjoyable and edifying public events that many folks in our community take advantage of. How are you both doing? Good to see you.
Very good.
Christina, let's start with you. What's going on this fall?
This fall, we've got an exciting lineup. We are going to be starting on Monday, September 14th, with Admiral Joseph Preer, who's recently been named the Miller Center's Distinguished Professor. He served as ambassador to China under Presidents Clinton and George W. Bush. And he was also Commander-in-Chief of the U.S. Pacific Command. He'll be talking about China, U.S. relations with China. Yeah, it's a big duty.
Man, wow, what hasn't this guy done?
That's right. So he'll be talking about U.S. relations with China.
Wow, very interesting. And when is this?
This is Monday, September 14th at 11 a.m.
Monday, September 14th. And we want to remind folks, of course, that the schedule is available online at millercenter.org. And if you can't make any of these events, you can watch them live on the internet.
That's right. They're webcast live.
Yeah, very cool. So what's this guy's name again?
Admiral Joseph Preer.
Wow. And is he in residence at the Miller Center?
Or
is
he's in residence.
Like part of the time?
Part of the time.
Yeah. Wow. That's really impressive. So that should be an incredibly engaging conversation about what's going on in China.
That's right. We're looking forward to that. So
good stuff. What else is going on?
Well, on September 18th, which is Friday, also at 11 o'clock, we have a name that is almost a blast from the past. Remember Watergate?
I've heard about that.
Remember, you've heard about that, my goodness. You were smoking cigarettes at the time of Watergate. One of the leading figures in the whole Watergate drama was Richard Benvenista, who was very young. He was about 30 years old at the time, and he was the chief investigator for the Watergate Committee. And he was on TV regularly cross-examining the Watergate people and made quite a name for himself. He disappeared from public view, went into private law practice where he was very successful, and he came back into public view after 9/11. When he went on the 9/11 commission, and he again was in the role of, he was a member of the commission, not just their lawyer, but he was the member of the commission who did the public questioning of Condoleezza Rice about the memos that said Al-Qaeda is planning an attack on the United States. And I found out that he's just finished writing a book about, he calls it The Emperor's New Clothes, Exposing the Truth from Watergate to 9/11. And that's what his career has been. And I've talked to him several times on the phone. He is very smart, obviously, and he has been a significant figure in two of the major stories of the last 50 years. So he will provide, I think, an extraordinary forum. And then the Monday after that, September 21st, the good times are rolling. I read a book this summer by a man named T.J. Stiles called The First Tycoon, The Epic Life of Cornelius Vanderbilt. Now, Vanderbilt's one of the great figures in business history. He was a buccaneer. He was winning fistfights in his 50s. He made one of the greatest American fortunes when he died before the turn of the century. It was estimated that he personally owned 2% of all the wealth in the country. And T.J. Stiles has written this wonderful book. Well, I've talked to him, found out that he lives in San Francisco. And my wife and I were in San Francisco about a month ago, and I called T.J., and he came and met us for breakfast. Well, he is one of the great storytellers, great narrative storytellers, very entertaining. He's also done a book on Jesse James. And Jesse James was deeply involved in politics before he turned to shooting up railway express cars.
Really? I had no idea.
I didn't either. And so he seems, T.J. Styles seems to have this interest in people who knock off railroads, because Vanderbilt made his fortune in the railroad business.
Yeah.
And these people who also were deeply involved in politics. Everything Vanderbilt did involved getting franchises from one level of government or another. And so he was deeply interested. The story goes that he was asked in the 1880s if he had bought an election for a member of the New York General Assembly. And he said, absolutely not. It's much cheaper just to buy the whole legislature.
Get them in bulk. We're talking with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Gattardi of the Miller Center of Public Affairs. You can learn more online at millercenter.org. And we're discussing the new fall lineup of speakers and events at the Miller Center. You can check out the full schedule online. Again, it's millercenter.org.
And the next forum follows on September 25th, which is a Friday at 11 a.m. We'll be hosting investigative reporter Peter Moss. He'll be discussing his new book, Crude Oil, The Violent Twilight of Oil, which offers a behind-the-scenes look, investigation into the oil industry, and really on the impact of the countries that are producing it. So that'll be quite interesting as well.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Peter Moss, interestingly, is the nephew of the woman who owned Oakencroft Vineyards.
No kidding.
Which she recently sold.
That's a nice local tie there.
But a very nice local tie. On Monday, September 28th, we are bringing in a relatively new member of the University of Virginia faculty, Lois Shepherd, who is dealing with one of the issues that is most on people's minds, the whole death panel issue. She, Lois Shepherd, came here from Florida 2 years ago. She is associate professor of biomedical ethics and a professor of law. She's on both the medical school and the law school faculty, and she deals with these medical legal issues. And specifically, she has written a book called If That Ever Happens to Me, Making Life and Death Decisions After Terry Schiavo. And the whole business about what do we do with end of life? How do we make sure that people are comfortable, that people get the care that they want, that if someone does not want to be resuscitated, that their wishes are honored? These are major problems, and these are problems that are very much in the national debate. And Lois Shepherd is a wonderful speaker very clear thinker. And I've actually asked Mark Williams, who is a gerontologist, very popular in town with a large following of people who really like him. I've asked him to come over and say a few words at the end of Lois Shepherd's forum, because he's a doctor who deals with these people all the time at that stage of
life.
Interesting,
yeah.
And he's going to be asking her the first question during the question and answer period.
Good. I've had her on this program to discuss that book, and I totally agree with you. She is fascinating.
Yeah.
And this subject couldn't be more timely and important, really. It's such an important part of this whole healthcare reform debate.
Coy, when I was lawyering, on more than one occasion, I had clients who had very carefully drafted, in accordance with state law, living wills that directed how their end-of-life care was to be handled. And doctors ignored them. These were people who wanted to be let nature take its course.
Yeah,
they didn't want to be kept alive by artificial means. And doctors are trained to keep people alive. And so this tension is very much
against
with us.
The patient's wishes.
In spite of the patient's wishes.
Yeah.
And, of course, the patients typically are not in any position to argue or challenge. They're generally helpless. And so what Lois Shepherd is going to talk about on Monday, September 28th, is really one of the more important topics we're going to be addressing this fall. And, the Miller Center forums are free. They're open to the public. You don't have to register in advance. You just show up and come on in. And it's a great setting, and I hope that a lot of people will take advantage. The final September offering, two of America's best political correspondents, Dan Balls, who writes for the Washington Post, and his colleague, the Pulitzer Prize winner Haynes Johnson, have just done the first big book on the 2008 election. And Dan, of course, covered it for the Washington Post. This book is now, I believe, number 8 on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. They are both terrific storytellers. They know all the inside stuff on the campaigns, and I can't wait to hear them.
We're talking with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi of the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org. You have some more?
We have a little more, just actually a look ahead at October, when we're going to be kicking off a new series on military preparedness.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so we're obviously motivated by, you know, the need to continue analyzing the status of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and also to consider what toll this is taking on our military resources. So the first of that series will be October 5th. I won't go through the specific dates, but just to give you a highlight of some of the speakers we have coming in, General John Abizaid, who was a commander of the U.S. Central Command, serving in Iraq from 2003 to 2007.
How in the world did you get him? That's incredible. Wow.
And then we've got New Yorker writer Rafi Kachadourian, who'll discuss a recent piece from the New Yorker on the rules of engagement. That'll be in November. And General Barry McCaffrey, who served as a commander of the U.S. Southern Command and also as drug czar under President Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be discussing challenges facing the Obama administration. And finally, author Tom Ricks, who's currently a contributing editor at Foreign Policy Magazine.
Sure, I know Tom.
Yeah, and was a military reporter
for the Washington Post. Smart guy.
Very smart guy.
He is so smart. He wrote the book Fiasco, which
That's right.
If you want to understand Iraq, you've got to read that book. That's an incredible book.
He'll be talking about his new book, The Gamble.
Yeah.
So,
great stuff.
So that's what we have lined up. We'll have a few more speakers set for the spring for the series.
And so that's a whole series that deals with what's going on with the U.S. military right now.
That's right. It'll talk about sentiment within the ranks, again, military resources, the status of the war, and the politics of war.
Yeah. George, it sounds like a great fall.
Christina has done a great job lining folks up, and we're looking forward to listening and invite all of your listeners to come and participate with us.
Absolutely. George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi, it's the Miller Center of Public Affairs on Old Ivy Road. You can check out this entire schedule for the fall at millercenter.org. Thank you both so much for being here.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.